are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Jeff Poor of the Business and Media Institute, a part of the Media Research Center located just outside Washington. Jeff has been closely following how the mainstream media, and especially the television networks, have been covering the debate over this massive economic stimulus bill. And Jeff, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Obviously, you're looking for objectivity or lack thereof in the network coverage. What are your baseline criteria for determining just how fair and objective this coverage is?
It's the little stuff. You look for example, you might want to call it a stimulus package or a rescue plan. Those sound like stimulus sounds like a really good term to use, a real positive term. And, on the other hand, some people look at it like a big pork spending bill. That's kind of negative. You look for a little nuanced coverage like that. And then, of course, the more blatant stuff where they're passionately lobbying members of Congress, why won't you vote for this, especially when GOP members go on there? And you saw a lot of this right when the Republicans in the House voted unanimously against it.
And so in terms of cheerleading for it, what are some examples of that?
One of the best ones today, this is on MSNBC with Katessa Brewer. She asked one of the Wyoming senators if he was ready to accept responsibility if stimulus bill fails, the economy implodes, and we're going to, quote, we're going to see ourselves stuffing cardboard back in our shoes like they did during the Depression era. Are you willing to put your name behind that? And that sounds a little over the top to me, talking about Depression era stuff where you're shoving cardboard in your shoes. Another example, last night on Larry King, Susie Orman, who has a CNBC show, was talking about the middle class already being in bread lines and soup kitchens, and it's all about the terminology.
And so in terms of the other side of this then, has there been pretty blatant cheerleading against the bill?
You'll see it from some of the conservative commentators on Fox News. I believe Glenn Beck has a new Road to Communism segment. You see it with the Hannity show, but not much more. The more of the mainstream media, no, you don't see hardly any of it.
I know Media Research Center and Business and Media Institute have often chronicled the media's coverage of Obama and how generally favorable it is overall. How much do they try to tie it to their affection for him?
Yes, really. You've seen a lot of carryover since inauguration. Obama's riding high right now, and it's no coincidence that it goes along with the TV coverage he's getting. So when he's really what he's doing right now, while he's got the high approval ratings, he's got a lot of political capital, so he can afford to push this bill by any means necessary. And you saw a little of the hope and change wear off last night at the Democrat retreat in Williamsburg. So yeah, now it's Obama taking the gloves off, fighting for America, doing what he's got to do to get this bill passed, rather than the politics of fear like you used to hear with George W. Bush.
We're talking with Jeff Poor of the Business and Media Institute. And Jeff, sometimes bias can be involved in reporting in a more subtle way, and that's just simply by which experts, quote-unquote, that the networks or other reporters will bring in to assess what this bill would accomplish, whether parts of the bill are good ideas to stimulate the economy and so forth. How's that breaking down?
Well, one of the biggest proponents of this bill, this Keynesian style economics package, is Mark Zandi. He works for Moody's. They were one of the rating agencies that got in a little trouble with some of the bad debt. But Mark Zandi has all these theories that for every dollar spent, the government will do X amount of stimulus. And the trick here is, though, he worked for the McCain campaign as a consultant. So when they push him out in the media as this expert, well, he worked for the Republican candidate for the United States presidency. So if he's willing to help Obama and go for this bill and be a supporter, and he testified up on the Hill about this, then it must be right. And that's really where you run into that's probably like the most outrageous example is when you hear this economist cited by these liberal media pundits. And they like to go with that because it gives it this sense of bipartisanship, I guess.
Jeff, and looking at specific either cable channels or regular networks, which ones are most objective and which ones clearly seem to be promoting an agenda?
get in and sound bites, but I think maybe they're being misled a little on the network side, the CBSs and the ABCs. They're kind of going with whatever the Obama administration gives them. Now, to his credit, Jake Tapper, ABC News yesterday, had a little back and forth with the White House press secretary, Robert Gibbs. But I think what's happening is the Democrats have really gotten the fear into the news cycle, and the Republicans are kind of balancing that out with the this is a crazy Democrat spending package. It's ideas that date back for the last 30 years. So there's like a tug of war going there. But at the end of the day, the person with the bully pulpit, which is President Obama and his administration, are going to win the day.
In our last 60 seconds here, Jeff, to what extent are Republicans able to get out that message that they believe that the bill is bloated? And secondly, their tactic has clearly been to blame congressional Democrats rather than the new president. How well is that being covered?
As far as the Republicans getting their message out, I mean, it's been a lot better than I expected. You do see the Mike Pence's. Something happened in this last election where you see a lot more leadership out of the House. And the Senate's a little different right now. There's three or four senators right now, you know, that are kind of blurring the message. But as for the other question, making it seem like it's a Pelosi bill versus an Obama bill, and it really is. Pelosi has put a lot of this into the bill, but you don't see Obama coming out and speaking out against a lot of this Pelosi package, and that's really going to hurt him in the long run, I think.
Jeff, unfortunately, we need to call time there. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Jeff Poor of the Business and Media Institute, a project of the Media Research Center. This is Dateline Washington.